This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for this week, which begins on the third Sunday of Easter. As always in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the Ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the Netherlander Nicholas Humbert, that's spelled G-O-M-B-E-R-T. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today, in the interest of time, we'll skip all of these, the introit or entrance, 2 Alleluias rather than a gradual and an Alleluia, because this, being Eastertide, is Alleluia season, the offertory, sung while the gifts are being prepared for communion, and the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. We will, however, enjoy all 5 parts of the Ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, as rendered by Nicholas Humbert in his Missa sur Tous Regrets, a Mass based on a popular secular song of the day. So let's get started with the Kyrie, the Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy, of Humbert's Mass. It's sung by the 6-voice male Austrian ensemble, Beauty Farm.
Thank you.
We've heard the Kyrie of Nicholas Humbert's Missa sur tous les regrets, sung by Beauty Farm. The greater doxology, or Gloria, follows immediately, so here again is Beauty Farm with Humbert's Mass.
Thank you.
was the Gloria of the Misa sur tous les regrets by the 16th century Flemish composer Nicolas Humbert. And now, before we move on to the next section of the Mass Ordinary, the Nicene Creed, I'd like to insinuate a motet by our featured composer, Nicolas Humbert. It's called Ave Regina Caelorum, Hail Queen of the Heavens, and is performed for us by the British ensemble Capella alla Mire.
Thank you.
That was Nicholas Humbert's motet, Hail, Queen of the Heavens. Next up, in the order of the Mass Ordinary, comes the Nicene Creed. Here's the Credo from Humbert's Mass.
Thank you.
That was the Nicene Creed, or Credo, from today's Mass Ordinary by Nicholas Humbert. Now it's time for a second motet by Humbert, this one called Mille Regrets, based on a French chanson of the 15th century. Here is Humbert's six-voice version, sung by Stile Antico, another British ensemble. We've been listening to the motet Mille Regrets by Nicholas Humbert, based on a French chanson of the 15th century. Here now is the Sanctus of the Mass Ordinary, the Holy, Holy, Holy. Again, it's the Missa sur tous les regrets, sung by Beauty Farm.
Thank you. Yeah.
We've heard the Sanctus and Benedictus of Nicholas Humbert's Mass Ordinary. So let's go straight to the fifth and last part of that Mass, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Again, it's the Ensemble Beauty Farm. Was the Agnus Dei of our Mass Ordinary by Nicholas Humbert, beautifully performed by the ensemble called Beauty Farm. And now we come to the very last musical element of today's program, Humbert's motet Ave Mater Matris, Hail Mother of the Mother of God. Again, the singers are Beauty Farm.
Ave Mater Matris.
was the motet Ave Mater Matris by Nicholas Humbert. And with it our Mass is ended, and we shall, I trust, go in peace. I hope you've enjoyed this program of music for the third Sunday of Easter, the motets and Humbert's Missa sur tous les regrets. And I hope you'll come back next weekend, Saturday at 4, or Sunday at 2, for the fourth Sunday of Easter and the Feast of St. Mark, Evangelist. You can listen again to this program, or to any of our programs in this series, and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's M-A-T-E-R-D-E-I radio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 241. As always, we welcome your comments and suggestions. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a peaceful Eastertide afternoon and evening.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.